So we're down here in Philadelphia, and you had a court appearance today and didn't get to do what you wanted to do in front of the judge, but you'll do it here for us now, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can get this going.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yo, Honor, I'd just like to say... Yo. All right, I'm going to try that one again because this crime scheme is just... Ah! All right. Pick up, pick up. All right. Yo, give me my time, sucker. All right. All right. Yo, Anna, I'd just like to say why I won't take ARD in this courtroom today for wrongly being put in this corporate prison system. To all my brothers and sisters, I'm in solidarity with them. To all these blown up, untrue, expensive charges get dropped, the movement fights democratically. Forever, we won't be stopped. Felonies, misdemeanors, this whole process is unjust. Free all political prisoners and human life is a must. Don't think this fight is over, because the battle's just begun. You haven't won. Our job ain't done. The struggle continues till every mind, soul, and body is free under the sun. Stop corporate power. Stop corporate greed. Stop racist oppression and the death penalty. You say we're on the uprise. Well, we have risen. Rising above to fight the man till there's no more prison. It's prison. It's prison. Word up to the judge.
All right. That would have been great. How do you think the judge would have reacted to that?
Well, I think he probably would have smiled and laughed a bit. But I think... the rest of our brothers and sisters in the courtroom would have a good round of applause.
Good round of applause. What's ARD? You mentioned that in the rap.
Rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Accelerated rehabilitation disposition.
It's something where they make us pay a lot of money for something we never did in the first place.
$300 fine. And restitution to the
city. If we take a trial date, then they're just going to drop this stuff anyway. So
you're taking a trial date?
Yeah.
Maybe. Are you going to Boston?
No, I'm actually headed out. It depends. I'm losing rent money right now, so.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on how much money I want to lose for the sake of going to another rally.
Yeah.
To the debates, which are very, very important. And it's a very good cause, but.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Boston TV party. Did you hear about that on Monday? They're going to go to the Boston Tea Party ship and throw TVs off the side.
Really?
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing that on the news if I'm not there.
If it gets on the news.
I think it will.
You think it will?
The kind of action like that, yeah.
Yeah. Protesters getting a few honks from supporters passing by. Thanks for the rap, man.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for recording.
They're going to throw TVs off the Constitution.
So you're from South Carolina?
Yeah.
And you came up to the RNC, the Republican National Convention. What brought you up here?
I'm up here as a union organizer, and I'm working in New York, but I live in South Carolina. So, yeah, I was here for the convention.
What was your experience like?
I don't know what you want to know. It was a demonstration, you know. We came here to...
Just like every other one, or anything special?
Personally, no. I didn't see anything special about it. I mean, the cause is the same. You know, it's globally the same, and it's going to continue to be the same until we see some radical changes.
And did you get arrested here in Philly?
I did.
What day did you get arrested?
August the 1st.
Why so?
Because they don't like my face.
Yeah, you just look so damn intimidating, let me tell you.
Well, I just got thrown out of the court by the judge. He told me if I didn't leave, he'd arrest me again.
Why did he tell you to leave the court in the first place?
Because I made a statement and I told him they ought to impose ARD against the system and use the money to pay the poor and feed the poor and the hungry across the world, and they ought to be putting themselves on probation and let us decide their fate.
And he didn't like your advice?
He did not like my advice. He advised that I leave the courtroom immediately or I would be arrested again.
And did you leave?
I did.
Yeah. Are you going to go back?
I'm not allowed back in. I have officers here that if I try to go back in, I will be arrested again.
So the officers don't like you either, huh?
No, absolutely not.
So how long were you in the Philly jails?
Just 3 days.
Just 3 days? Yeah. What was those 3 days like? Were you in the roundhouse?
I was in the roundhouse. My 3 days were pretty much uneventful, to be honest with you. A lot of the problems with violence and a lot of the unnecessary things that took place happened after that period.
And so, but there were some psychological things happening pretty early on with the cold. Did you experience that, the cold temperatures in the jails?
Quite honestly for me, I've been in jail many times for this, so I expected the conditions. I knew what was coming.
You knew you were going to be woken up at midnight and kept up every 2 hours?
I totally expected the entire program, so I was prepared for it mentally. You know, a lot of these people weren't. They'd never been there before, never experienced such a thing.
Were you able to offer them support? inside the jail?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk to each other and discuss situations and, you know, what's best for the majority as a whole and what we can do as individuals to show our anger. And my cell was pretty well, you know, the folks in there were okay.
All right, so you're going to stick it out in Philly. You have obviously a trial date to appear at now?
I do, October the 26th.
Okay, and so maybe we'll get some people down here to support you for that.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Philly's going to love you by the end of this, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to cost them a lot of money.
Yep, all right, have a great one.
She's like, I know what it says, but I'm like, please tell me, and she's like, no.
So you just stepped out of your bailiff hearing?
Yes.
How did it go?
I think it went very well. I think that court solidarity is so strong, and I think our demands, which are to have good faith negotiations for the high-end misdemeanors as well as felonies, I think that's going very well, and I think that that's what we're committed to, as well as continuing to support Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, and all political prisoners, and to support the people who are consistently exploited by our political system, our economic system.
Were you arrested on Tuesday when they were marching for Mumia Abu-Jamal, political prisoners, and against the prison industrial complex?
I was arrested in the puppet warehouse.
Oh, you were in there. How was that?
Well, I don't want to give too many specifics about my case because it's going to trial. But I think one of the most important things that I learned from that whole experience was just that we have decided to make a consensus that human life is relevant, that social justice is relevant to everyday life. Like, and we took that message with us, and we spoke with the people who we were in prison with, which I'm referring to as, quote unquote, the general population. But these were my sisters. This was my mother. This was my grandmother. And that meant everything to me, to be able to talk with them and hear what they have to say and what needs to be done.
How did they receive your politics, the general population?
Our politics were their politics. I mean, police brutality is not new. That's what they were there for. Speaking against sexism, that's not new. Women were there for defending themselves against abusive husbands. So they knew exactly what we were talking about, and many said if they could, they would definitely be out protesting with us.
Were you on a hunger strike in there?
Oh, yeah.
There were many hunger strikes going on. I was not on a hunger strike.
And being in the puppet space and having the whole experience of being, I guess, locked inside with, you know, thousands of police outside, what kind of meaning did that bring to puppets for you?
Say, for example, we're looking over there and just seeing how creative protest can be. And I think we have to use everything that we can to protest. As Audre Lorde said, our silence will not protect us. So any way that we can speak out, any way that we can be loud, which is if it's through color, if it's through puppets, if it's through raising our fists, if it's through screaming, if it's through being silent, to voice our concerns. And that's what we have to do.
Have you been able to bring your experience during the Republican National Convention back home to New York City where you live?
Definitely. I mean, I think that struggle is a continuum. I think that there's no difference between us protesting here and me working on a women of color group where I go to school. I think that there has to be a continuity in what we're doing, and I think bringing that message is only inspirational to the others who we work with back home.
Do you ever find problems in being multidimensional in your message like that? Do you find problems in finding correlations between issues that you're working on, or do you feel that it's all connected?
I feel that that's exactly what helps me find the connections, is seeing that this is a multi-level issue, because not one way will work. We have to use many different ways, approaches, methodologies to effectively create change.
And you see it happening now or in the future or all the time?
Like I said, it's a continuum. I think this is not something that we're originating. We're definitely not the people who started it. We are a part of it. We're links in the chain. So everything that our leaders have done carries over in us, and everything that we do is going to carry over into the next generation. So this is just a domino effect. So I definitely see it working every minute.
And how would you hope to see people use this experience of, you know, 400-plus people who were arrested in Philly, the protests around the WTO ministerial in Seattle, International Monetary Fund protest in D.C. and in Prague, both conventions were protested in L.A. and in Philadelphia. October 3rd is coming up. Boston is hosting the first national debate there. How do we keep this energy going on an international and national level, and then how do we bring it back to the local community? I want to hear your great plan.
I think we have to keep heart and understand that this is not a statistic. When we speak about people being in prison unjustly, social prisoners, this is not a statistic. These are human beings. These are babies that are separated from their mothers. This is real, and this is life and death, and that's why we have to continue. So I just say, from understanding that this is a human struggle for life, that's how we will have heart, and that's how we will continue.
And that's where you branch out.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you when your trial date comes up.
Thank you.
So after a few trial interviews, we have an update from R2K Legal. You still have not met with the district attorney.
That's true. None of our legal team has met with the DA.
Len Abraham, not a good friend of yours?
Whether or not she's a friend, she's been absolutely unwilling to negotiate in this whole process from the point of arrest all the way through to the present court proceedings.
And that's the normal process of any trial proceeding, is to get the defenders to talk with the prosecutors.
Yeah, negotiation is pretty typical in court proceedings. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened in this situation. There has been plea bargain offers made by the prosecution through assistant district attorneys, and that is in the form of a non-reporting probation called ARD, Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition. But that is basically all that's been offered so far. And with people's feelings of not really being felt to be guilty of any crime, there is pretty widespread disdain for this offer.
And so a lot of people aren't taking it. What kind of charges are people facing if they don't take ARD?
They're facing the charges that they were given initially on the streets, and those are, for the most part, hundreds of people face multiple misdemeanor charges, and trial dates are being set as people decline ARD, typically for the end of October.
And then you have a number of people also facing felonies. Have those people been offered ARD?
Those folks have not been offered ARD. We have approximately 37 people with felony charges, and those are people with multiple felony charges.
And in all, you have about over 400 arrests and people facing charges?
Yeah, over 400 people that were arrested during the week of the convention and actually just prior, including people just prior to the convention. And so people charged now appear to be in the high 300s.
What's your experience been with other city officials? John Street, has he come down to the R2K legal office or anything like that? That's the mayor.
Mayor John Street has been completely unwilling to negotiate as well, has a consistent line with the DA's office, and thinks that there was a concerted effort to disrupt the city on that day, on August 1st, and refuses to be willing to negotiate, and is more than happy to see all of these charges through to their fullest extent.
And what about Commissioner Timoney? Has he had any words to share with R2K Legal?
No, we have actually not heard from Commissioner Timoney at all. There have been public statements, very few, made by the DA's office and the mayor's office, but nothing that I have heard coming out of the commissioner's office at all.
So after the Republican National Convention, we had two solid weeks of jail solidarity. There were strong efforts on the inside, hunger strikes happening as men and women were moved to county jail, and it looks like now we're in the midst of doing court solidarity.
That's true. Court solidarity is being performed by large numbers of people in the hundreds to protect people that have had random and arbitrary high charges applied to them so that they don't get singled out and face jail time because of it.
What kind of jail time are people, to the highest degree, whoever that might be, what's the maximum amount of jail time that individual might be facing, someone with a felony?
Well, some of the maximum felony charges, some of the maximum time that felony charges could result in could be 50 years to life in prison.
So somebody could face life in prison for protesting the Republican National Convention.
That's true.
welcome to America.
Yeah. Makes you scared to be a citizen of this country. And, you know, that actually, we believe, is the intention of law enforcement, is to criminalize dissent and strike fear into the hearts of average people to not speak out against injustice and social change in this country. And it's a very troubling trend.
Well, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything. So hopefully these people can be strong.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.